Welcome back, everybody, to the Mabon Perspective. We are so glad to be joined by Keith Lawrence yet again. He is our residential development director. And we are here to talk to you guys as a community a little bit about development, a little bit about our development arm, which is called CSRA Development. A lot of times we are looked at as this giant residential resale, you know, broker, which we are. And I think we do a good job, right?
Great job. We
got some great agents. We sell a bunch of houses. But something that a lot of times gets pushed behind the scenes are these beautiful neighborhoods that we create. And the man behind that is Keith and his team of wonderful people. But I do think a lot of times in the community, we don't understand as average Joes and Janes what it takes to develop a neighborhood or to consider what a neighborhood should look like. So let's start with, what is CSRA Development? Why does Mabon have a development arm? You know, what are y'all's goals? How do we overcome kind of hurdles that you deal with every day? Tell us a little bit about your process.
So CSRA Development originally started basically to provide new construction opportunities for the real estate company.
Okay.
And it's still a big part of what we do for sure. And I think that, you know, what we are is a full-time development company. We don't have another job besides this.
Okay.
That's all we do day in and day out is try to figure out how to find the right locations, develop, navigate the municipality's different pathways and mazes that we have to go through to get these neighborhoods done.
Sure.
For us, you know, we just, our desire is to build the best locations, build in the best locations and build the best neighborhood for the buyers that we're going to be providing homes for.
Okay.
And so it changes. You know, we did Greenpoint originally. We knew that was more price competitive out there. So our houses were reflected that. You know, we've got like, we've done Riverwood Plantation, Whispering Pines, and we've got Sanctuary over there. We've got Miller Landing. We got Tillery Park South coming up. They're all different.
Right.
And so our goal is always to put us in A locations because that's where buyers want to be.
That's right.
When home sales slow down, good neighborhoods are always continuing to sell. And that's our goal, is to make sure we're always selling houses.
Okay.
And, you know, our approach is different. We believe in, you know, paying as much as we can for the land. I run into these people at the grocery store. I go over and talk to them.
Right.
I don't exit stage left. And go, oh,
sneaky out through the restroom.
Cheap. Now she's going to skin me alive.
Right.
We have long-term relationship with a lot of these homeowners. Even on a track that I finished up entitling about 18 months ago, I dealt with them for 2 years. It was only 50 acres. Actually, we only purchased 40 acres of land from them. It was a two-year process. I spent a lot of time with the families. I walked away with a couple spider plants.
Sure.
Well, I mean,
sure.
It's everything coming through there.
Yeah.
I still went over there, checked on them after the storm, make sure they didn't have any damage on that side. But they're long-term relationships. We have three projects going right now that we've basically spent 5 to 7 years.
Wow.
And we're probably 2 years away from doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just a relational type business. And
yeah.
I think that works well. We don't look at it as a transactional, it's relational. And that carries over into our neighborhoods in that we just don't produce the lots and then step away. We're involved with the builders. We're involved with problems that come up. We're involved with the HOAs. You know, we think it's important to develop a community.
Well, it's a community service. I mean, honestly, just like our agents to the community members are constantly trying to protect them and help them get either the most for their home sale or get the best opportunity for their home purchase. The development arm obviously is caring about the community in the future. So looking at a growth map, you know, where is our growth map? I know, you know, there's a couple different areas that we have some stuff coming out of the ground now, but give us what that looks like for Mabon.
Our focus is Aiken County and Columbia County. There's, you know, obviously we have McDuffie, Edgefield, and Richmond County.
Right.
Those have not been our focus. And then you can split it. When you look at Aiken County, you have the north side of Aiken, south side of Aiken,
sure.
Downtown Aiken. And we look at those, and I think that the two areas that are going to continue to grow or have growth in is going to be Columbia County and Aiken County.
Okay.
Aiken County has been, it usurped Columbia County in its growth because they wanted the growth.
Mm-hmm.
They basically said, come on, open the gates, said, come over here, build houses.
Yeah, I love it. We love to hear that.
We do love to hear that. Now they're struggling with sewer capacity issues.
Okay.
They have basically had a tremendous amount of growth and the infrastructure hasn't kept up with it. It's one thing for all our viewers that you can think about is Aiken County. It's hard to believe and most of y'all don't understand, but if you have any engineering background or knowledge on public works, they have one wastewater treatment plant that services all of Aiken County.
Wow.
So, and there's all municipalities that are all vying for their piece of the capacity that's available. But without sewer, you can do septic. You do septic, they're bigger lots.
Yeah, sure.
So the density is always when you have sewer on that side.
Okay. That's a good thing for our Aiken listeners for sure to think about, our Aiken agents or Aiken community members, because a lot of times you will see a big piece of land cleared mm-hmm. and you get excited. Something's coming. There might even be a big sign that says what's coming and, you know, it's offering this price point and these amenities and all that. And then nothing happens.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more frustrating than a coming soon sign. And then it's 6 months, 9 months, 12 months. So
and it could even be longer. I mean, we did a project and it's one that you were talking about community and how we work mm-hmm. together. One of the ones that probably the one sticks out in my mind recently is Summerall, which is right near the Aiken Mall.
Right.
We put together a package, worked with the city on that one for a while. And when we finally got our package together, our rezoning narrative was about 67 pages. And we had another probably 8 to 10 exhibits that went with it. We got done with it. The planning, we had a unanimous approval from the Planning and Zoning Department and the Planning Commission. And they told us that was the best one they'd ever seen.
Okay.
But that's what we do every time.
Right.
It was just the first time they'd seen it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we believe in.
You raise the bar up a little bit.
We'd like to have the bar as high.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's what the communities we live. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, we live in these communities. That's what they deserve. Now, again, most people do know us as a market leader in sales of any sort, new homes or residential resale. Talk to us a little bit about maybe what's overlooked on the development side, you know, what we are bringing to the market, that maybe is overlooked.
Yeah. I'd say for us as people, you know, because we're behind the scenes guys, and lady that works with us now, we have positioned ourselves for probably the next 10 to 15 years. We right now have control or in our pipeline about 5,000 lots.
Oh, wow.
And that's in Aiken okay. and Columbia County both. And so we've teed up, we're probably the leader in lots produced. I mean, in lots basically in the pipeline and close to production, we're probably right there, if not above. And for us, that's important because for a buyer that's out there listening to this right now, what's that mean to me? It means that we've teed up almost $2 billion worth of new construction sales volume.
Yeah, that's enormous.
We believe, and that's all good locations. It's where you want to be. And so our goal is, you know, we want to provide good housing, great location, and we have a lot of it coming.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about that volume, if you will, by either neighborhood or by area, however you want to do it. And, mm-hmm. you know, I know you probably in your brain have specific numbers, but if you don't want to give specific, give us some broad strokes on, you know, kind of what the volume.
Broad stroke volume split would probably be 2/3 Columbia County, 1/3 Aiken County.
Okay.
We focus more on the south side of Aiken with where we're positioning ourselves. We feel like it's been better received on velocity. There's a lot of new construction neighborhoods going on the north side of Aiken. They've been slower absorbing.
Okay.
We don't see that as much on our side. We've even had some of our competition, like in Sanctuary, coming by to see why our houses are pending so quick. But it's because we do things different. That it boils all the way down to what we require of the builders.
Sure. Sure. So we work with some of the very best builders in our area. And I know you guys are very particular. There's a lot of good builders, but we're very particular on the builders that you choose to bring onto a project. Now, there is a huge spike in townhome communities. Mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about advantages to townhomes, who you're seeing buying townhomes, why you see a spike in townhomes. Just touch on that piece a little bit.
I think the townhome spike is really related to affordability.
Okay.
The good word, the buzzword is attainability.
Attainability. I like that.
You can get into a unit, basically into a home for less than you can get into a single family.
What's an average price for us right now in townhomes, give or take?
Probably $275,
$285. $275, okay. So right around our average home price. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day homes, not new construction homes, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. average price point across the grid. If you're looking at a home maybe 20 years old.
And it's lifestyle. People are choosing a townhome because they, you know, everything is maintained except the area that's fenced in the back.
Sure.
And so for them, they're looking at it from but that's a specific buyer.
Yeah.
Your mom with three boys, that's not going to
work. Ooh, Royal Rumble
yes.
in a townhome
and
for us.
So
but
it's just working that in there. I think you see a lot of townhomes, honestly, just trying to reach that attainability for buyers.
Okay.
Now in Aiken, we don't even have the model home done.
Okay.
In Miller Landing.
Yep.
Buyer demographics and all that stuff like that will be yet to be seen
okay.
On there. But it also depends on the design of the townhomes. If you don't have a master down, obviously you eliminate certain buyers. We do have masters down on in the middle lane.
Okay, so good.
I think it's really knowing your market and who your buyer is the best you can before you start it, I think is the key to make it successful.
Right. No, for sure. And I think that's an interesting dynamic as our area has continued to explode with industries coming here. Cyber obviously was a big, you know, an influx of folks here, which we love, but also, we have to have, you know, homes for our teachers, our first responders. It's just like the childcare crisis. You know, there are things that the area has to continue to provide so that we can attract talent, or better yet, keep our local talent. We want folks that graduate high school to either stay at trade school, stay at Augusta University, go off to college, come back. We want them to want to work here. And we do have to have attainable both professions and opportunities for home ownership. So give us a history lesson. I think it's always so interesting when I talk to Mr. Maybaum. He is so keyed in on the things happening now, but to hear a history lesson from him on some of the things that were done even before your time, but give me your, I won't say favorite because you shouldn't have favorites, I suppose, but we all know we all do, but give us, every parent does for sure, but give us your favorite five neighborhoods, maybe even if you weren't a part of it, that, that we've developed over the years.
It's a long list, but I'll tell you that probably not in any particular order. Mm-hmm.
Number five,
Riverwood Plantation. And that's probably because I worked on that when I was an engineer. So I actually did the original plan when that was the original 2,200 acres. I worked on that in 1997. So long time
ago.
Megan wasn't even out of high school.
Still a baby.
That's okay. but you know, there's Riverwood Plantation, Rhodes Farm is a great one. Whispering Pines has been good. Whispering Pines is the one that I saw through every detail of that one. So that one's special. We got Magnolia Glen.
That's a good
on
one.
Old Belly Road.
Yeah.
It's just not a huge project, and they don't have to be huge to be special.
Right.
Canterbury Farms is a huge neighborhood. It was designed to provide, you know, attainable housing.
Sure.
It's exactly what its goal was. It's been a great neighborhood. Those five kind of sit in my mind as
okay.
far as special. They all have different reasons. Riverwood, like I said, I had so much history on that one, and it was a chance to do something at a large scale, and they still use that as an example of a really well done
good model. Community. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, and it is, and it's still such, you know, again, we talk about the appreciation of our homes, and that neighborhood is still so strong, and people still wanting to move out there. Lots are very low. I mean, you know, there's a small smattering of personal lots that people still own that haven't been built on, but there's such a desire to live in some of these Maybaum neighborhoods as a community. Why does it matter to me that I'm living in a Maybaum neighborhood? If you had to tagline me for why would I choose to live in a Maybaum neighborhood, you know, kind of sum up that.
It'd be hashtag appreciation.
Ooh, hashtag appreciation.
If I'm looking at that, that's
like
one
it.
Of the key things we look at on our neighborhoods is we have the same builders, the same commitment to value. We don't change. So what that has led to is an increased appreciation in the resales.
Yep.
Because if we're building in there, the same floor plan in a new section is going to cost more. What's that mean to you on your side? It means that your current house you're living in is now worth more. You can afford more.
So yeah.
It's really probably, we haven't broken it down. I know we talked briefly about this earlier, but I would like to look at it and tell you, I mean, the good example I mentioned earlier was that if you look at, there's a 3-car garage built by Oconee Capital, and it was in the first phase, I think it was $289.9 in phase one of Whispering Pines. It's now about $515 to $554.
It's crazy.
And, you know, that's the same size lot.
Yeah.
Same neighborhood.
Yeah.
The people in phase one had to have massive appreciation. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that's just looking at Whispering Pines. I mean, same thing goes for Riverwood Plantation,
yeah.
Canterbury Farms. All of those have had great appreciation. And that's what you should look at as a buyer, is what has this community done in the past?
Yeah.
Look at its track record. I think that tells you where you're going to go when you buy a house there.
No, I think that's so smart. And I think it's great that Maybaum and CSR Development continue to look for those A properties. You know, again, there's a lot of opportunity out there. That might be right for somebody else, but maybe not right for us. Mm-hmm. But looking at those A properties so that we can bring the very best that we can provide to the community is so important. And I don't think it does not hurt as a home buyer, you guys, to ask those questions. Ask your agent, which hopefully is a Maybaum agent, and they can answer these questions for you. But ask your agent, you know, what is the appreciation in the neighborhood? Why did they do this amenity package versus something else? Why is there a mailbox kiosk? That's another podcast for another day. But you know, ask those questions about the neighborhood, because where you're buying a house, you might love the floor plan. You might love the kitchen, but if there's some red flags at that point, it's the right time to ask those questions. So I'm so proud of what CSR Development does and the hard work behind the scenes that Keith and his team do again. And it's behind the scenes, but it is right in front of us in so many neighborhoods. We did a list one time, I remember, for something, and it was just uncanny how many neighborhoods you don't even realize, you know, the development company behind it was our very own. So Keith, thank you for joining us today. We're going to have you back real soon, but you guys stay tuned for the next Maybaugh Perspective.
Thank you.